Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and the mindful pathfinder himself, Peter M. Fellows. And today, this week, we're going to talk all about personal values. Peter, you want to start us off?
Yeah, thanks, Rick. It's good to be here at the Road Ahead Cafe, an oasis of welcome, wisdom, and warmth on your journey through life, through regular guys just living life like you do. We just want to share what we've found so far. So back to you, Rick.
Thank you, Peter. Frank, what do you got today?
Values. It's an interesting word and a lot of with a lot of different meanings. For instance, what is the value of ... Yes, you name it. The Irish writer Oscar Wilde said, "Nowadays, people know the price of everything and the value of nothing." And that is, he said, in his lifetime, the 19th century. So anything changed yet? The cynic would probably say no. Values can also be defined as the guidelines or principles or standards we need to straighten out our behavior. Looking, for instance, at the U.S. Constitution, the freedom of speech, the First Amendment is such one, but it doesn't mean that you can say everything to another person because of that. Certain rules or regulations apply that will guide your freedom of speech. The same counts, by the way, for the Dutch Constitution. The Constitution is the backbone of our democracy, and as we see it in today's world, a fragile way to live harmoniously together as a nation. Nevertheless, it's of vital importance. We can't live without having some values, but are we sharing all the same ones? No, we are not. Ethics and morality come into play, and now it becomes interesting, especially when you're going through a rough or difficult period in your life. Want to know more? Stay tuned. What about you, Rick?
Wow, going deep, Brother Frank. Yeah. So what I'll be sharing is, when I was thinking about this, values to me are like an invisible brain. It's like this motor inside us. It's working internally, and it's secretly dictating everything that we think, feel, and do. And I'm going to tell you more in a minute. Peter, want to get deeper into personal values?
Okay. Personal values. Well, some of the things that you value reflect the conditioning that your brain acquires over your lifetime. For example, I value beer, deep lager beer. And because of the way my brain got wired, I see beer as an excellent beverage. Okay. Part of that's the taste, of course. Part of it is my brain's sense of self, who I am as a person. My brain feels that valuing beer reflects who I am. Oh yeah, it's Peter, he likes beer. So if someone said, "I heard you like martinis, you love martinis," my conditioned brain gatekeeper would explode because it doesn't match my sense of self. But beyond those values, which give unique color to your personality, maybe you're a dog person, maybe you're a Harry Potter fan, maybe you have excellent taste and love the Road Ahead Cafe, and if you do, you do have excellent taste, are beyond that are deeper core values which define you as a person. So some of my core values are be kind, be useful, be honest. And this doesn't mean that I'm always able to act on those values. Sometimes I'm a miserable son of a sea cook. But when my actions and decisions don't match those core values, I feel it, and it doesn't feel good. You can't find fulfillment if you're out of sync with your core values. But the paradoxical thing is that you never go completely out of sync with your values. When something happens, sometimes to your conditioned brain, you prioritize some competing values over your core values. And that always happens out of fear. So maybe you say, "Well, what I did wasn't quite right, but I did it because of this." There's still a value behind that. whatever you do, whatever decision you make, no matter how bad, that was the best gatekeeper could do at that time, because he couldn't fully access the tremendous resources available to him. I mean, if you rob a bank, you have to take responsibility for the crime and you have to do the time. But there's no point being upset with yourself. There's no point bemoaning how horrible or weak a person you are. Doing that is just an exercise by your conditioned brain to convince you that you still are, underneath all these things, a decent person, because you care and you say you feel bad about what you did. It's one of your core values. And just understand that the decision, as bad as it was the best at that time that your gatekeeper could manage. And that's true of any crappy choice you made or have made in the past. So do what you do. You begin where you are now, and you ask the Pathfinder's question. And the reason you ask the Pathfinder's question is to provide Gatekeeper with the resources he was missing before when you did that crappy thing, so that he can make better decisions that will lead to your most fulfilling path forward, because they sync with your values. When you're making decisions and acting upon your deeper or core values, you will feel like your life, like what you do, has purpose. Thanks, Rick.
Wow. Good stuff, Peter. Frank? You want to elaborate a bit?
Yes. When I got divorced nearly 10 years ago, after being together with the woman I loved for more than 34 years, I felt alone, sometimes desperate and angry. And at the same time, I knew some way that it was for the better. But I didn't feel that way at that time. One morning, while shaving, I looked myself in the mirror, as usually. What I saw was a guy who was tired and had a lot of self-pity. Out of the blue, my inner guide knocked me on the shoulder and started whispering in my ear this sentence: Frank, what kind of person do you want to be? This question wasn't new to me, but I simply forgot to ask it myself. Later, I learned that it was closely related to what the Greek philosopher Aristotle, who developed the virtue ethics, said about life and the role about you as a human being can play in it. The virtue ethics is a class of normative ethical theories that treat the concept of moral virtue as essential to ethics. Without going too much into detail, moral virtues hold the key to answer the question about my moral compass. What kind of person do you want to be? After looking at myself, I decided that having feelings of loss and grief about what happened was okay, and at the same time, focusing on the realistic and optimistic approach of life was crucial. I had a shared responsibility for helping to grow up our children, who also went through a difficult time. I wanted them to have the experience that although their parents weren't one family anymore, we could redefine and develop an alternative way to live together in the best way possible. My inner guide and my soul's wisdom helped me, but I had to put the wisdom into practice, into action. For sure, it wasn't a smooth path, and I stumbled several times, touching my ego's tripwire. But I managed. My moral compass gradually redefined, and it consists of four virtues, as Aristotle would have said. The virtues are: 1, open-mindedness. Stay curious, ask open-ended questions, and don't condemn or judge. 2, trust. Learn to listen to my inner voice, my inner guide, who is always there, and know that there is always a best answer given the time to any perceived problem. Courage, having the guts to move forward, although you don't know what the result of your actions will be. The courage, by the way, comes from the Latin word cor, and that means heart. So being courageous is follow your heart's wisdom. And the fourth, compassion. Be considerate to the often painful situation someone is in without judging it. The word passion comes from the Latin root word pati, means suffering or enduring. Thus, compassion means to suffer with, to compassionate. The compassionate aren't immune to people's pain. And passion is, at its core, a form of pain that demands to be quenched. So it has to do with applying this kind of wisdom and living it in daily life. Of course, the overarching virtue for me is unconditional love. Yeah. And I think humanity's only real challenge, and mine too. What about you, Rick? What are your ideas about values or virtues?
Great stuff, Frank.
Thank you.
When I was thinking about values, you know, it's again, to me, it's an invisible thing. So, you know, they're not so obvious and tangible. They're hard to quantify and measure, but yet they're so powerful. And again, the thing I think that leads us and governs us. Values represent the reason we do what we do. And so how can you uncover your values? A lot of people that I talk to say, I don't know what my values are. I mean, I know I want money. I know I want love. I know I want good health. But, you know, those are the outcomes. But those values, those things that we live by, those are the things that are going to lead you that in that direction. And you both so eloquently explained the foundation. So here's what I think you can do to uncover your values. One, get with your people. A lot of people sit down and write this out, go to a blog post, find an exercise and do it. But if you get with your people, just look around at the people you care about and that you love the most. When you look at them and think about who they are, that's part of your core values right there. We attract the people who think like us and act like us. Two or three trusted friends or mentors, all in a circle, looking around at each other and just thinking about who they represent and what they represent. That's magical in terms of finding out what your core values are. Second thing, answer these two questions. How do I show up each day? And what do I do during a crisis? Write down a bunch of keywords, all the thoughts and feelings that come up when you ask those two questions. Maybe you'll get 20 words out of that. And then choose the ones most unique to you. Maybe three, could be your business too. Choose the three words that really feel like they're unique to you. And then paste them, you know, stick them on a piece of paper, type them out, put them in front of you for a week, and just look at those words every day and see how they feel. How do they resonate with you? If they stick, they're yours. If not, revisit that list. Pick three things that really vibe with you. One of my good friends, Tina Campbell, who is a leader in this business networking group we're part of, she's been a great mentor for me, and she helped thousands of people identify their core values. It's something we talk about all the time. Before I joined that organization, it wasn't something that was out front so much, but we go over and over and over. We keep talking about the core values of this family, but it prompts other people to identify their own. So even though you see core values all around you, and a lot of companies have mission statements with them in it, it's important to find out what yours are. Because just because someone else says, here's our core values, it doesn't necessarily mean that those have to be yours. You may pick one or two from it. But I think that doing your own work, again, finding the people that are around you. They always say we're a product of the five closest people in our life. So get with your people, ask those questions, and find out, you know, because your core values can really be a great compass to lead you forward. Peter, you want to give us some final thoughts?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is excellent and to the point. And my final thought would be to take some time to reflect upon what your core values are and then build your life around those. And if you value what we're doing here do keep coming back to the Road Ahead Cafe, three ordinary guys, one extraordinary mission. Right, Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Frank, any final thoughts?
Yes, and I think we all agree upon this one. That's interesting. Because my question to the audience is, what does your moral compass look like? What do you consider very important values in the relationships with other people? Can you uphold them when they are challenged? I revise them from time to time to see if anything changes. And I discuss them with some very close friends and ask them for honest feedback. Why? Because I cannot see my blind spots. Other people can. Look up your hairy window. We discussed that in one of our episodes. A well-calibrated moral compass will steer you through life in a fantastic way. I can assure you that. Do you guys want to know more? Contact us at roadaheadcafe.com. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about, especially your values. Thank you.
Wow. Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So my final thoughts, finding your values is vital. Yeah. Mine are connection, service, and joy seeking. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, shoot a selfie video right now. And don't be shy. Send it over to us. We look forward to getting together with you next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.